one and only, one and one only am I in essence, changeless, indivisible, concealing within my being the 10 lights of divine animation. In this, my unalterable unity, am I supreme, and none is equal unto me. Yet though I myself remain unchanged throughout eternity, my power manifests itself in ceaseless change. They err who speak of my changelessness in essence, as if it were fixity. That which changes not is my own nature, but this includes the possibility of infinite diversity in ways and works. For the uninstructed, this is a stumbling block, confused by words of double meaning. They perceive not that this, my immutable nature, is an essence whose first ground is life, and not mere being. You know me not, O Israel, if you regard me only as he who is. They know me indeed who know the one who liveth. I am life itself. Without mind there is no life. I am the essence of mind. The essence of mind is will. Of my will, all created wills are but reflections. And the essence of that will, what is it but desire? I am life eternal, and I am the eternal longing for manifestation. Because of which I bring forth the shining worlds. For this do I divide myself, becoming two. Of these two, the first is the crown of my primal will. This stands above the world, which flows from my act of knowing. Yet even this is to my inmost essence as something outside. Therefore is it to me as bait, my house, for I am within it, and it is an animation from me. Nevertheless, I fill my dwelling place. Hence it is written that the supreme is distinguished from the crown by name only. In my supreme abode stand I as the onlooker. Because of my unwavering contemplation, the stream of manifestation continues. Whatsoever exists has its beginning in my will, continues in my will, and by my will comes at last to its appointed end. Than this indeed there is no other will in all the universe, yet in it do all creatures have their part. From my substance all things derive their substance, and all that has form is built from my fourfold elemental manifestation. Four are the subtle principles, which the wise conceal by the names fire, water, air and earth, in endless variety of mixture and proportion, directed by my will, these mingle together for the production of forms. They are transmutations of a single essence, and from their mingling are brought forth all things. Watching the multiplicity of existences proceeding from my single essence, I understand them in all their relations. I perceive their beginning, middle, and end is in truth myself. Thus do I see that all things, whatsoever their appearance, because they spring from mine own nature, are grounded in goodness. My nature is reflected also in the mind of humans, created in my image. Know me as the source of all true will. Know me as the power to perceive, as having the appearance of standing outside and apart from him who regards them. That in you which so perceives objects, which gives the power to distinguish between them, which reveals them to you in their relations to each other and to yourself, and enables you to seek out the laws of their reciprocity. Know this to be identical with my nature. Wherever this power acts, whether in low forms or in high, I only am its source, and I only the knower. Not yours, but mine is the power of attention, of observation, of discovery, of the discerning of sequence in the operation of nature. In all this, and in the power of discrimination, my nature works through you. Happy are you if you can grasp this truth. For then, understanding that not your weak self, but my all-knowing mind, looks out upon the world through your eyes, if you have the faith to let me see, then you shall overcome the confusion of your senses by devoting them to my use. Not you, but I shall then discern the weight and shape and texture of the things you touch. Not yours, but mine shall be the knowledge of scent and savour gained through nose and tongue. And when I use your ears for hearing, they shall be attained to the sweetest harmonies, where now they are assailed by strident discord. So you shall partake in the bliss of my experience of the universe, a joy unknown to those of unperfected soul, whose time of realization is not yet at hand. Just for a moment, let the divine see through your eyes. Smell and taste and hear and touch through you. Let the divine think through you, imagine through you, move through you. Just here, just now. So now I just want, as you come around, I just want you to go into small groups just to talk about your experiences for maybe, let's say 15 minutes.